When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, most of the time, your host and game master. But of course, this series was not run by me. It's one of the many wonderful guest series that we've been running on One Shot while I've been busy learning to be a new dad. But because I think you're here for more of our high magic series, let's get to the show.
Once you decide, please just let me know what has gone from your sheet.
What has gone from mine is a doll head that's never where you last left it. I mean, partially, I don't know whether that's just because it's the doll head that is never where I last left it.
Or whether it's actually gone.
I secretly hope it's gone.
Oh my God, Reese. So I also rolled the doll's head. And I also just deleted it. And I think what it was is that we both thought it was ours. And
yes.
That's why it was never where we left.
That's so that's funny.
That's my doll head. Oh, it's
and
your,
now it's finally gone.
Now it's gone.
Yeah, it's finally gone.
That's so
Peregrine,
funny.
I'd like you to add a doll's head that's never where you left.
What the fuck?
Whatever you lost, replace it with the doll's head.
Okay. I was just going to get rid of a sun hat because it's not really a part of the whole look. But now I have this terrible, terrible doll's head that will haunt my dreams. Okay.
And Grekon, what did you lose?
Well, the thing is that really it was my fuck up, you know? So I'm going to lose my tool belt and I'm going to lose 4 items if that's cool.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Mate.
So the Arglight torch, the solder, the multimeter, and the trail mix.
And my trail mix, which I've been using to feed all of my birds.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Do they like sandwiches? I have sandwich fixings. I've got some bread and some marmalade.
That's so much pressure. Look at all those mouths you have to feed.
I know, right?
All right.
Oh, poor Naomi.
So you are now battered, bruised, are all on board of the good ship Pennyweather. Now, Peregrine, you know the layout of the ship. This is your family ship. You know how to get to where the ladle is. So, a few things that I want to know, because I want to make sure that we get this done in time. So, we're going to do this sort of montage big action style, right? So, don't think about localized small things that you're doing. Think about the thing that you do to get you from the cargo hold
one
effectively.
Obstacle and solution up to each.
Yes. up to the gallery where this entire thing is happening. And then, sort of like how we did with the big roll, your successes or lack thereof on this will influence the final die roll to grab the ladle and skedaddle. Because it occurs to me, it'll be very interesting to find out how the fuck you get off this ship, because none of that has been discussed.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That would be
so
good,
any locked doors, anything like that, I'm going to use one of my magic points as... my one magic point as the multi-tool, and will turn one of Shingleford's fingers into a drill of some sort in order to take off the hinges of any door rather than dig about with any locks. Just nice. Take the hinges off the doors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Grecklin is going to do what he said he was going to do in the first... I got a bottle of ghosts. And I'm gonna see the little place where the men sit, and they're like, I'm from security, and my wife doesn't love me. And they watch videos. And I'm gonna open the door, throw in the bottle of ghosts, and then 100 Victorian orphans come out and strangle them to death.
I love it so much.
Excellent. Peregrine? Talia?
Okay, so I think that because Peregrine what would be a good... I'm trying to think in terms of... I'm so... I'm admiring Naomi and Reese's incredible magic so much. It's so personalized.
You should get the spider in the glass orb to, like, go underneath some lasers and then press a button.
Press a button. Yeah, that's... I was thinking something like that. I was trying to maybe think about the fact that Peregrine would have... The last time she was here was probably when she was, like, really small and working. But, like, I love that. Because I was going to save my one magic point in the event that we need to disguise ourselves as nobles. So I was like, I don't want to waste that. So I'm going to... That is a lovely idea, Naomi. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to take my... Spider, whomst I love, but who can be very judgy, actually. So, you know, we're actually not on speaking terms at the moment. But I, you know, I'll take out the globe and I'll just say, hey, listen, need you, buddy, need you right now. And no, don't look, the shirt is fine. I need you to go across under these lasers, hit a button, and hey, listen, all I'm going to say is Shingleford had two spiders in a globe and they don't give him half the shit that you give me. And I'm just going to say that. And now we can move on. And I'll roll.
And the spider goes, like, in through a vent and then through some lasers and then is like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, boop, and all the lasers.
Yeah.
You know in Ratchet and Clank when you can send little Clank to go do something that Ratchet can't fit for him? That's the vibe.
Yep.
So yeah, once we get to, like, the big party room where the ladle actually is, Talia's going to use her magic to amplify her voice as though there's a full PA system in here. And she's gonna do a very convincing announcer voice. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Carbon Marmalade. And she's gonna go, what's up, aristocratic dicks? What's up, bitches? We're Carbon Marmalade, and you wanted something sweet, but you got something bitter. 1, 2, 3, 4! And just a horrific sound. Very distracting.
Very, very good. You're performing the distraction of obliterating the eardrums of anyone who's within 100 feet.
Yeah, I'm going to launch into the full, like, 3-hour song cycle about the ladle.
Phenomenal.
That I've been working on.
All right, so it sounds like these go relatively in order of how you all presented them, which is extremely cool. Let's start then with Shingleford. You've got this door off the cargo hold locked in front of you. It will open up into a short hallway that leads to the room with the laser grids, and also there's a door off to the side where the guards are in their little video hut. So go ahead and make your roll to get all that taken care of. Door off hinges and so forth.
Door off hinges, that is a 10.
A 10. Excellent.
Do I add anything because of the magic, or is that just...
It's plus intelligence for magic.
Oh, cool. Then that's still a 10. He ain't smart. He's being controlled by a megapod.
Okay. Fantastic. As they say, that door is screwed.
Hey!
Grequin, you sneak up to the video hut and pop the door open, very likely with Shingleford's help, and uncork the ghosts. So what attribute are you using to attempt this?
So I'm going to use wisdom, mm-hmm. and I'm going to whisper into the bottle, these guys killed your parents, and then throw it in.
Okay. So normally I would have you roll the type on the die itself for the bottle of ghosts, but I think, one, it's a D10. They're it's extremely full of angry orphans.
Yeah.
And I think if this chucking it in thing goes well enough, like, chucking it in is no problem. Getting them to believe that these are the people that killed their parents, that's the sticky wicket. So let's see your roll.
I rolled a 10.
Yes.
You've snatched victory from the jaws of your own willing defeat.
Yes.
Come on, Grecklin.
And... children of chimney sweeps and nursemaids and washerwomen and paupers the countryside over swarm into this room.
They can taste the bourgeoisie and they're like, go into town.
the first scream starts and the door clicks quietly shut, and there's just this muffled sound of carnage as you move on down the hall.
We don't need to worry about that any further. Every now and then you'll hear Dick from the hand just going, I'm not quite sure what's going on here. I'm quite worried. Are they all right?
Shh, don't worry.
We put a finger up to the hand. And we're like, shh, baby, shh.
Okay.
Reese is
okay.
doing a really good mime here, just so you know.
No.
It's wonderful. Now, Peregrine, you and the spider have an off-again, on-again relationship.
It is hard because...
It seems to me that you need to convince this spider.
Yeah, that's fair, 100%. And I did prematurely hack this out earlier, which I am now... So am I going to do...
We do have the power of editing.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Well, and thank God for it.
You had the conversation. That was when you were discussing what to do out on the loading dock. Sure. Now it's time.
It is time. Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, Peregrine goes through cycles where she has acquaintances and then she doesn't. And then it's always been, especially because, you know, she's slowly losing her powers as, an immortal. So she's quite old. So a lot of people have died around her. And it kind of takes her a couple of years to realize they're dead. She's like, I didn't see so-and-so in a while. But The spider has always been with her. But that means they know each other very well. And when you know someone very well, you know all the ways to just push their buttons. It's infuriating. So.
Are you really going to ask me to do this?
Okay, when do I ask you for anything? Okay?
You don't ask me for nothing, but you also don't take me out of this glass ball. I've been in here for, 100 years?
The glass ball? Get out! Do you remember the time we were in the park? And you were out in the glass ball, you were walking around the place having a great time. What swooped down almost got you? A hawk. Because we live in a world of what? Birds. The glass ball is there for your protection. And I invested a lot of money into making sure that it was sturdy enough to withstand claws.
Yeah, do you remember the time that you accidentally dropped it out of your pocket and I spent a week in the mud?
You know, some people say that tribulations are character forming and that they make you a better person and they develop your personality. So I think, honestly...
I'll tell you what's tribulating. You're wearing fashions from 125 years ago.
Always with the fashions. I tell you what. Always with the fashions with you. Always.
I will do this if you make me a promise. Update your wardrobe.
I would rather die! Okay. I'm not doing that. But... I will not only let you out of the ball, but I will do so in front of Shinglefird's two uppity spiders so they can see that you are getting outside time and they are not. How about that?
All right, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to roll a die to see how I really take it.
Okay, let's go.
The accent choice is like so fire.
Love it.
Charisma check. I think you put yourself in a pretty good position with this, so you're going to roll with advantage. So 3d6 takes the best two.
As Shingleford, it kind of takes out one and kind of persuades Dick to take out the other. And you just hear these two little spider voices like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on?
They all talk like that.
Spiders she had the ball. She had the ball.
That's a 9. The ball.
A 9. Okay, nine. So it's success at a cost.
What?
Spider looks up at you and says, now I'll do this for you. I'm not going to ask you to update your wardrobe.
Oh my God. I thought that was what it was going to be. Okay, I'm okay. Yeah.
Bring me closer.
Oh God, yes.
You got to tell Talia how you really feel.
I, every time, you know that if I speak with sincerity, I break out in a rash. And
it's charming.
Yeah. All right. Okay, fine. We'll, at a later date in the future, hey, maybe next week. Next week.
I
done
ain't no shopkeeper.
Deal. Done and I, done. Deal. Next
I ain't no
week.
Shopkeeper. Before you leave the ship on this night.
Oh, God damn it.
Or no rolls. That's it. Do we have a deal?
All right, you eight-legged, hairy son of a bitch. We've got a deal. And I pop open the crystal ball and I shake his tiny little leg.
All right. And his voice is way less resonant when it's not inside the ball.
I'll have you know my mother was a saint. Now close the ball.
I close it, lock it up, and then I ball that bastard.
And you see this spider skitter real fast. I can handle this. Turn here, laser there. Vent.
Boop. And the laser grid turns off.
It is.
Yay, Tony!
Yeah, Tony is the best.
So,
forget about
do you control the spider? Or does the spider control you? What's the dynamic?
You just hear this from Dick. It's just like,
oh,
take it out your mouth.
I'm not entirely sure what's going on here, but that spider tasted terrible.
All right,
as we continue walking, I'm talking to Greckin, and like, sometimes you can have animals that are not a part of your symbiotic body, and that is also okay.
That sounds like kind of gross, and I feel that maybe you need to like see someone about it. So you're gonna tell her how you feel or not?
Not until we're getting off this ship, baby. Maybe we'll die here. Whoa!
We have a +3 total on this roll, and it is now time for Talia.
This is a song I wrote about soup. Chunks! If your bun is not turned up high enough. That's just a little taste for you.
Sounds like 2d6 plus charisma.
Sure, that sounded charismatic to me too, thank you.
Yeah.
Just thinking about the fact that I introduced myself by saying I'm a singer, and this is what I'm demonstrating today on this recording.
It's captivating, it's magical. Don't.
That was a 7 plus charisma, so a 9.
A 9. So that's success at a cost. You do a great job. Everyone's captivated. The window is there. Everyone sort of stops, and they're like, there's that that sharp zoom straight up to the ladle, like shining in the light. Ah. I think you blow your voice out. I think not long term. I think that just for right now, you're not going to be able to speak in your regular voice. Say, I don't know, for the last 30 minutes of this recording.
Oh, did you guys want an encore? An encore? I don't do encores, they're tacky.
Now, I'm going to suggest that Peregrine, because this ladle is your birthright, that you're responsible for the role to go nab it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll see another.
Yes.
Can I get a lay of the land? What's between me and the ladle? Where? What's the situation?
Nothing.
Okay.
So it's a massive ballroom type area.
Yeah.
All of the nobles are around in all of their finery. Even though it is it's a soup event,
long banquet tables?
Yeah. And they're wearing elaborate masks that they have to try and eat the soup through.
Yes. Incredible.
How many of them are ratatouilleing?
That's for me to know and you to maybe find out. It seems like really tall hairdos are in fashion this year. That's all I'll say. But basically you can run straight down the middle of everything.
That was the plan, baby. So purely if it comes in handy, it comes in handy. Perkin kicks open the doors and I take out my fire oil and I pour it over my bat. And then I light the bat on fire and I'm like, guess who's still here, motherfuckers? And I jump up on the banqueting table and I start sprinting down the banqueting table, kicking the soup everywhere.
The inspired action with the fiery bat is going to give you advantage on this. You get to roll 3d6 plus 4.
Wow.
Because you all lightsed out on your action rolls to get to this point.
Oh my god, okay. That is a 13.
Yes!
That is success with advantage.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh my gosh.
So what I'm going to say is that as you jump up onto the head table and you snag the ladle out of your mother's hand.
Oh, yeah!
That an unsuspecting servant opens the locked door behind the banquet table, and that opens into a servant's passage, and there's another door open on the other side, and you see not just a way to get off of the ship, but you see the same sail barge that your parents use for every anniversary dinner that has the just married and all that bullshit off the back. And it is right there, as long as everyone follows you right the fuck now.
I grab the ladle and I just, like, I just don't even, I just push her off. There's like a dais and I'm like, ugh.
Her chair just tips backward and she falls over.
Yeah. And she, and I'm, she looks stupid. I'm like, you look stupid. Okay.
Tomato soup all over her cream gown.
Yeah. And you know there's a lot of embroidery on that. That is not coming out. All right. I hold up the ladle, hold it high. I'm like, guys, we gotta go. So everyone gotta follow me now.
Yep.
Unless anyone wants to wreck shit otherwise.
So you all dash through the surprised banquet hall. You all.
Oh, can I say, yes, on the way past Peregrine's mother, I lean real close because I have to. And I go, she wouldn't have all these problems if you'd been a better mother. I carry on.
Dick is just apologizing profusely as being dragged by Edward and Dave. Just being like, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. This is a lovely spread. You should be very proud of what you've done.
I'm actually using the bass to light drapes on fire really quickly. Yeah. As I go. Really quickly.
So you all make it to the sail barge. You get on and you are able to leave.
Oh, can I, no, you know what? I'm not going to retcon because that's a cheater mode, but it would have been really cool if anyone had been live streaming that.
Oh, hang on. No. You're not ready.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Grecklin.
Now, see, I haven't used my magic point yet, and now seems like a good time, and I've got all this melted lightning. So I'm going to put one hand on the sail barge and one hand on the fucking big balloon. And I'm going to fucking put lightning through both, speed us away, and blow it the fuck up.
Woo!
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, heroes, it's James, the host of One Shot, and welcome to the mid-roll. Heroes, we've got some exciting changes coming up. You may have already noticed, or actually probably haven't noticed, One Shot is on a brand new feed. We swapped over our hosting platform, and for the first long while of being with this new hosts, you are not going to notice any change whatsoever. However, soon, One Shot is going to become an ad-supported show. Our new host, Megaphone, allows us to dynamically place ads within our episodes. That's all of our current episodes and all of the episodes in our back catalog. Our primary reason for doing this is, unfortunately, inflation. Around the time inflation spiked, we had fewer backers on our Patreon, and therefore we're taking in less money as a company. OneShot is committed to supporting all of our shows on the network, all of the people who make those shows, and continuing to bring you high-quality actual play. In order to do that, we need more money and not less, especially as inflation also means that we have to pay the people who work with us more money. And we know not everyone listening can afford to head over to our Patreon and support us directly, so with an ad-supported model, people will be able to support us just by listening to the show. When dynamic ads actually become a part of the show, there will be one pre-roll ad and probably two mid-roll ads that run on the program. Full transparency, the host that we work with says there's usually a 40% ad fill, which means that probably not every episode is going to have ads on it where we put in those ad spots. And some of those ad spots will get used up by network announcements, plugs for other one-shot shows, and really anything we want to bring attention to. But when ads are fully active and live, you will be hearing them on episodes. Now, we do have a measure of control over which industries are allowed to advertise on our program. One of my primary concerns moving over to any ad-supported model is there are a lot of people that I don't want advertising on my shows. Our host allows us to block industry categories, but not specific advertisers, meaning we have to pick and choose which entire industries we want to avoid if there are specific people that we don't want to work with. Now, I think I've already blocked all of the ones that I really, really don't want us to work with, but I don't know what's going to get through the cracks. We're currently working on a listener reporting tool, so if you hear something that you really don't think should be associated with OneShot, you'll be able to head over to the OneShot site, click on the reporting tool, and file a report so we can review it and decide if we want to remove that industry as well. One last thing to keep in mind about the dynamic ads that we put in our show is that they are individual to the people downloading it, meaning the ads that you hear may not be the ads that other listeners are hearing. So your individual experience is actually very important to our reporting because we might not be able to replicate advertisers that you get for our staff listening on our devices. I know this is a janky system, but it's the best we can do, and we do need to do it. OneShot listeners have always been eager to support us in the past, and I trust that everybody listening now wants to support the best interests of people who make this show. Thank you all so much for your support. I did want to point out we have a brand new series running on our Patreon. It's a new campaign that is just run with people who happen to live in my actual home. It stars myself, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski. We're doing our own take on space fantasy. At first, we were playing D&D 5th edition, but then Wizards of the Coast continued to behave the way that they do, so we ran away from that system as quickly as possible and started doing our own thing. There are currently two episodes of it up right now, a Session Zero and Narrative Episode 1. This week, we are going to have a follow-up Session Zero that helps us pivot away from the D&D influence that we had initially. And because this week's episode of One Shot is shorter than you are normally used to, you're going to get a free preview on the One Shot feed of our show, Starwall. I hope everyone's really excited about this because I absolutely love this game that we're playing, and I think all of you will too. Now, I've got more exciting announcements about One Shot, but I'm going to save them for later this month. But for now, let's get back to the show.
All right, so go ahead and roll plus intelligence. Use your one magic point, and let me see your magic die. You are using the lightning, and this seems like it's going to make you out of lightning once you are dead.
Will two sixes do? It doesn't fucking matter!
Yes! All right, so you literally grease lightning your way away from the sail barge that crackles with electrical energy, and the last thing that you see as you vanish into the night is the balloon collapse.
Oh, yes.
Now, a week later,
oh no, wait, sorry, the spider might kill me in my sleep.
Oh, right. You're speeding away.
Yeah, we're speeding away, we're on the boat, and I'm like, that spider's gonna kill me, it's gonna fall into my mouth, and like, got me from the inside. See, I think Peregrine is like pretty smooth normally, but like, Tali actually knows her as a person, and when you, you know, it's like, oh no, okay, I'm actually, you know what I've got to offer, and it's not good. Okay, hard sell. Tali, I thought that was really good the way you did the singing about the soup song. I thought it was really excellent. I really like your band, and I think it's really good. Do you want to eat somewhere together in the same place, or like, you know, it can be with me would be good. I mean, you probably like to eat all the time, but like with me specifically would be great. And I could pay, and it would be like on a particular date. We could actually call it a date if you wanted to. That would be good.
Yeah. Like, we could get, I think I'm kind of like done with soup for a while, but like, I know a place that does like decent sushi.
Cool.
I think they have like a really bad healthcare rating. It's really
cool. Okay. That is a shame because I am very broke and I did just steal a ladle that could make endless soup. But we can go get sushi if you don't want soup. That's no problem.
Kiss her, you fucking fool.
Oh yeah, yes, absolutely. I think Peregrine.
Yeah, you feel something bumping into your side, and it's the glass ball of the spider.
Hey, yeah, that's a good start and all. I said to tell her how you feel.
Oh, I did. I said I thought she was very... Okay, Talia, I like you a lot, and I'm going to stop talking now. And then Peregrine kisses her.
Yeah!
Yay!
Does Talia kiss back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's like the whole... It's like a full makeout session the whole way back. And then afterwards, when they finish smooching, she's like, I'm going to write so many fucking good songs about this, babe.
Amazing. I've always wanted, I have always thought there should be songs written about me, so this works out very well.
Okay, so now we cut to a week later as we get to our epilogue. Where do you all find yourselves holed up? Now, this is a safe house. You all have had to dodge a lot of heat and a lot of notice over the last week because it turns out that one of the servants was like you and live streamed the entire thing.
Hello.
And because early on, someone in one of their posting actions did not choose that the immortal aristocracy doesn't know who you are. In the intervening week, the bar has been targeted. The bookshop has been targeted.
Oh, no.
Oops. Looks like we're all having sushi.
Also, but can I just say that would have been...
shop has been shut down.
Oh, shit. Oh, I feel bad about that.
At least you don't have to give them to Nagin.
That did not happen for sure. Yeah.
However, the point of stealing something like this is to get coin from it, and then being a lowlife, to spend that coin to temporarily improve your quality of life. So you have been able to unload the soup ladle.
Yeah.
And that soup ladle was a D10 item. I think it's only fitting that Peregrine be the one to roll a D10 and multiply the result by 100 to determine how much coin you got.
Okay. Oh, God.
Did you do it?
I got a 10.
Yay!
So that is 250 coin each. But what that was the real kicker, right? Because selling something like this is not easy to do, and all the money flows from the aristocracy. So now you have all been basically wanted for a week, and you're seeing all these reports on your streams. So where have you found yourselves holed up?
Can I just say really quickly, it would be so funny if we did roll the they don't know who we are thing, because my whole thing was all like, I'm here. And they were like, who is that?
Your own mother was like, she seems vaguely familiar.
How good.
I want to say pelican.
Yes, amazing. Anyway, I beg your pardon, Reese. I believe you were.
I was going to say, can we be in like, Dick Sissel's breakfast nook. Where it's like a little house in the sub, like a little kind of like dinky little cottage in the suburbs, of just this completely normal, like just
with his wife and two children. They're like, oh, he's been away for some time.
It's just there have been some
ever changes. Since he found that magpie.
That kid's been smoking.
I'm his mother.
That magpie he nursed back to health and now I'm much better. Yeah, yes, I understand there will have to be some adjustments.
Reese is doing a really good mime again with the hand. It's
yeah,
really
it's mm-hmm. I mean,
puppeteering the hand.
Yes. So
and his wife is like giving us more eggs. I'm like, thank you, Mrs. Sizzle.
Oh, eggs, is it? This isn't the time.
Oh. Oh.
Right. My home is your home as long as you need it.
I unzip my jacket and just hundreds of birds. Just thousands upon thousands of birds.
Darling, probably best if we open the loft. And put down some dust sheets or something.
Dick, you really are a stand-up guy, I have to say.
Well, thank you.
And I think that is where we're going to cut for the session.
Amazing.
If we were playing a long-term game, you each would have gotten, let's see, 1, 2, 4, 5, 7 experience points. So you would get an advancement for your character you kept 1 experience point for each sack of 100 coin you blow on your goals between adventures. 1 for embodying your character's general deal, and 2 if you did it multiple times. 1 for playing off of another character's general deal, 2 if you did it multiple times. 1 for thwarting, embarrassing, harassing, robbing, or otherwise bothering the immortal aristocracy. And 2 if there can be no question that you were directly responsible.
And we get an extra point for every ratatouille we do, just so that we're clear.
That's so funny.
That's a homebrew.
I am.
Friends, this has been High Magic Low Lives.
Blue!
Yay!
Bow, 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 bow!
Oh, lovely.
What were you going to say, mate?
That was so much fun.
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say I am disappointed. I literally was planning everyone's outfits I was going to give them, because that fully was what I thought I was going to have to do, make everyone look like noble. So that's the only thing I'm disappointed I didn't get to do. But I could have made that up for the spider, but I don't know why I was all like, not here, somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know why I had that in my head. I had it in my head that the end bit was going to be the bit where we'd have to, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I'm grateful for the spider bit because it led to the good ship.
Well, that had to happen.
Talia and Peregrine. Yeah! Peregrine Talons. Peregrine Talons, that's the ship.
Oh, wow.
Really
good.
Nice. Nice.
This episode of One Shot uses music from the following artists. Maxed Out by Desert Drive. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy.
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry. We'll be back with more next week. In the meantime, be sure to check out one of the other great gaming shows here on the One Shot Network. And be sure to look out for your preview of our Patreon series, Starwall, coming later this week.
Do you love Star Wars but kind of wish you didn't? Then join us on the Expounded Universe podcast as we read through all the old Star Wars novels that took the galaxy far, far away that you know and love, and turned it into a place where Han Solo can punch a giant otter and Luke Skywalker almost gets eaten by a giant gold-plated pillar of Dinty Moore beef stew. Did you like Princess Leia? Well, too bad! Now she's a space racist! Don't believe me? You'll just have to listen to find out on Expounded Universe.
As always, we end One Shot with a call to action. And this week, I'd like to encourage everyone to register to vote. Voting is by no means the only or even the best way to affect policy in the country, but it is an essential component of any other type of activism you might be participating in. Make sure you and everyone you know is registered to vote so that we have a chance of building a brighter future. Thanks, heroes.